You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
I told Father Gary that his homilies are much too short, and the people, 11 o'clock, like a much, much longer homily. So that's why I'm here this morning. The story is told about a little boy who told his mom one day he wanted to go fishing. His mom said, well, you can go fishing, but you've got to take your little sister with you. He said, please, Mom, I don't want to take her. Last time we went, I didn't catch a single fish. His mom replied, listen, I promise I'll tell her this time to be completely quiet and not to make any noise. And the little boy said, Mom, it wasn't the noise. She ate all my bait. Today's gospel speaks to us about fishermen who left their nets in response to the call of Jesus. And today's first scripture tells us about Jonah, who was not a catcher of fish, but who was caught by a large fish when he tried to run away from God's call. God's call always challenges us to become more than we are. These ragtag fishermen that Jesus called to be his followers became apostles, fishers of men and women. But they had to make a sacrifice. They had to leave behind their fathers, their nets, and their livelihood. And Jonah never thought he could do God's bidding to call the people of Nineveh to repentance. But when Jonah finally relented and did what God asked of him, he was able to do what he thought he could not do. Have you ever had that experience of hearing God call you to do something that you didn't want to do or didn't think you could do? And then when you relented and finally said yes, discovered that by God's grace, you were able to do more than you ever imagined possible. I suspect most of us have been there. This has certainly happened to me many times throughout my life. In fact, it happened back in the spring of 2003 when I was called by Bishop Gregory and invited to consider becoming pastor of Immaculate Conception Parish in Columbia. I was overwhelmed by the thought of going to one of the largest parishes of the diocese, a growing parish, and certainly mortified at the thought of being in a parish that was contemplating building a new church and a new school. Like Jonah, I was ready to catch the next big boat and take a cruise to some faraway land. But 8.5 years later, maybe with a few more wrinkles and a few more gray hairs, here I am, still wondering if I can do it. But as I constantly reminded by a good friend, you just do it one day at a time. And I realize now more than ever, each and every day, I am totally dependent upon God's grace. Back on October the 7th of 2006, I invited you to support a 5-year Catholic campaign for a new church, hopeful that we could raise 1/2 of the projected cost. Because of your generous response, we exceeded that goal. And our new church is now under construction. Today, I'm inviting you to join me in phase 2 of this capital campaign so that we can raise the remaining dollars we need to cover the cost of the church. Earlier this month, each of you received an invitation to attend a parish reception at the Falls Banquet Center here in Columbia, which is being made available to us for these receptions at no cost. The 3 receptions are scheduled for January the 29th, January the 30th, and February the 2nd. I hope that you will make every effort to attend one of these parish gatherings so that we can update you on our construction progress, show you our parish campaign video, and give you your personal campaign packet to take home with you. This is indeed a historic and exciting time for our parish, as well as a challenging time. I remember as a very young boy growing up in Shawneetown when the proposal was made to build a new church in New Shawneetown. There was a lot of controversy because the old church in Old Shawneetown was not that old, built in the 1920s. It was the church where I was baptized, received my first communion, and was confirmed in. And I remember, too, that in preparing to build that new church, at the end of every Sunday Mass, our pastor, Father Jack Stallings, led us in praying the Memorare prayer, seeking the intercession of Mary for the success of the project. I learned then that as our banner hanging on the outside front wall of our church reminds us now, prayer builds church. Hence, for the past 6+ years, we've been praying our building church prayer at nearly every Sunday Mass and asking people to pray it every day, remembering that nothing worthwhile is ever possible without God's grace and guidance. I treasure the memory of being one of the altar servers for the dedication of that new church of St. Mary's in Shawneetown in 1961. And of course, little could I have known then that 12 years later, I'd be ordained a priest in that same church. I never dreamed that I'd be part of building a new church, and in fact, never ever had any desire to do so. But here I am. And I can only trust that as inadequate as I may be for this challenge, much like Jonah and those 12 fishermen apostles, anything that I can do will only be fruitful because of God's amazing grace. But like Jonah and the 12 fishermen, having said yes to the call, I'm all in. I was not sent here to build a new church. I came here to be the best pastor I could be and to help you continue building a vibrant and inclusive community of faith. If that means building a new church building to worship in that honors God by welcoming all people, then I'm all in. I'm excited and proud to be part of this effort. I would never ask you to financially support it if I wasn't willing to take the lead. I've completed my pledge for phase one of this campaign, and I've already made my new 5-year pledge to the second phase of the campaign at double the level I'm asking you to consider. Our campaign, recognizing that each family's financial situation is uniquely different, is not about equal gifts, but rather it's about equal sacrifice. If we all respond to God's call and do the best we can, God's amazing grace will take care of the rest. Just ask Jonah.